I think Book of Acts is in your future.
I'm busy from the beginning of the day till now, and just about to share the message I prepared. Business is a part of our lives. How many of you feel so busy and overwhelmed with all the tasks you need to check off? Yeah, especially for those people who have little rascals in the house, and aging parents you needed to take care of, or the sick person in the house. Top of all, you care of yourself, you needed to care of so many people. And also you needed to work and then busy. That is a part of the life we are living in. I am not exceptional. And many people, when I invite people, come to church and worship God and have fun in the presence of God. Oftentimes I receive the response from people saying that they are too busy. They just wanted to have a time to rest. Concept is there, and we're going to talk about those concepts. We need a rest in the busy life we do live it in. Before we go into this kind of resting mode, let's talk about business in here. Oops. Looks like something. Let me make it a bold in here. Guess what this is? Holy. No, it is not Korean. It is a Chinese pictograph. This one is a pictograph represented business. Business is combined with the two words in a Chinese pictograph. First one is this. Heart. And this one is killing. If you are so busy, your heart will be killed by your movement or whatever you are doing. That is a symbol of the Chinese pictograph for business. If we are so busy, God is stopping your heart somewhere and put you in the hospital. By force, you are being rest in the hospital. By force, you needed to rest somewhere. If you are not voluntarily, rest yourself, ease your spirit, ease your body. One of the reasons I moved from California to Chicago is because of my hubby. He was commuting back and forth every week back to the California and then Chicago. On his day off, was supposed to be resting at home or resting in a safe place. He was on a plane and traveling. And also, since he's traveling on standby, always guarantees the seat is not available for him. Sometimes, during those traveling time or commuting time, he had to go through from Chicago to Canada, Canada to LA, because that was the only seat available for him to get to me. And when he got there, resting time is very minimal. And he needed to get on a flight again to come back to Chicago to work. And during those times of 1.5 and 2 years of traveling, going back and forth, he got a heart issue. In my family, we never dealt with the heart conditions. So I didn't know what it called the minor heart attack or congestive heart failure. And all of a sudden, he said, I cannot breathe. Just breathe. I told him, this is how do you breathe. Just I tried to push it in his tummy, but make sure that he's, not tummy, but his heart. And I tried to help him to breathe. But he said, I'm not kidding. And because he always kidded around me, so I thought he was kidding. Because prior to that moment, he never took any medication. He never got sick. according to what he said in his family, he was a much healthy man. He never gets sick. But is it somehow he was having a hard time to breathe? So when we went to the doctor's office for it, he got a heart, congestant heart failure, and he got admitted to get into the ICU, ER, and do the heart stuff. And this scared me to death. And my mother was a single mother who lost her husband when she was very young age by car accident. I knew how single mother family is going through and how hard that is. I do not want to be a widow right away after I got married to this guy for 2 years without having a conventional marriage life under the same roofs. So my risking taking moment is I will go to Chicago even though it is a cold, windy place. That's what I'm here. In a business, he was so busy without taking a time to rest. And not just for the physical rest, in a spiritual rest. Since he's on the road most of the time, he was not able to have a consistent worshiping community. And even though I encourage you, you are becoming the pastor's spouse. You need to create some place to worship. Even at the airport, there is a chapel, and you can go, and a chaplain is there to offer the service, or at least you can read the scripture there to worship God and remember. He tried and tried, and yet it didn't work it out the way we wanted it. That's how I ended up here, and you got blessed with my presence, and I got blessed with your presence in here. The point I'm trying to make it is, with our rest, we are dealing with the disease, heart disease, physical heart disease, and a spiritual heart disease. According to the heart disease and stroke statistics, about every 26 seconds in America suffers with the heart disease. About 41% of the people who experience heart disease in the given year die from heart disease. What does this tell? Are we taking care of our physical body and spiritual body together? Keeping Sabbath day holy, which is a fourth Ten Commandments of the Lord we receive, but it is not about God, it is about you and me. First, top three commandment of the Ten Commandments is about God. You have no other God before me. You shall not make yourself idol. And then number three, you shall not misuse my name. Those are the three about God. But number four, after we're thinking about God, and then God is thinking of us, please take care of yourself by keeping Sabbath day holy, remembering this Sabbath day holy. Without that, can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right. All right, let me go on to this. Christian worship is, well, you can listen. I'm busy up here. Have a heart of worship, so I will continue the heart of worship by sharing the prepared message in here. Christian worship is a way of remembering the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Holy means a set apart. In keeping the Sabbath, we set aside a specific time to respond to the wonders and beauty of one who is present in all time and acknowledge the blessed we receive from the Lord. Somewhat, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, like Terry mentioned that. And you are here because you take the keeping the Sabbath day holy in here. If I were to fuss about not attending the church, probably I would be preaching to the choir because, you are here. Right? The people who needed to hear that sermon, that message,
are the ones who choose not to attend the worship. You are here this morning because you have already discovered that it is rare and almost impossible to find an individual who has a growing, active, vital, saving relationship with God who is not worshiping in the church every Sunday. Every Sunday I'm talking about here. Regardless you are worshiping in this church or in other places, we need to worship every Sunday. Because we take this time specifically set aside to worship God and rest in the presence of God. We know that we need that weekly consistent reminder. All of us have the junior and senior moment. Regardless of which category you're gonna put it in there. We need to remind ourselves that we need to keep Sabbath day holy. Today we will not talk about the meaning of a worship because we talked about that not so long ago. But today it is we will talk about the worship attendance and quality of keeping Sabbath day holy. I will try not to preach to the choir, but please take the today's message as a friendly reminder if you feel that I preached to the choir. Choir is there, but yes, I do preach to the choir, but please take it this message to be the reminder of what we're supposed to do in order to keep ourselves holy with the instruction and we receive. First, the need to gather together. For many people these days, private worship is more attractive than public worship. Envisioning faith as a private affair reflects the individualism of our culture. Many ask why corporate worship should be so important when they can meditate on God in nature with far less destructive. Sometimes we feel that we are so destructive to worshiping God and connecting ourselves. And they were questioning why they should bother to get dressed up, go to church when they can listen to an inspiring message on radio station or TV. The reasons for gathering are many and important. Whether we are alone or with others, we need to experience our Christian life as rooted in the larger community of faith. Even our most personal disciplines need to be supported, broadened, clarified, and sometimes corrected in the light of a corporate theology and practice. Otherwise, we become susceptible to the privatized vision of the spiritual growth and truth. Moreover, we needed the prayers of others as they need ours. Our prayers. The way God provides for our deepest hope is usually through the hands and the hearts of others. We need each other. We say that God is love. Where do we practice this loving relationship if we are sitting right in front of the TV alone in the couch and rolling ourselves without having any community to share this amazing love? You might have a theology of worship right in front of the TV, and yet we fail to practice this theology, which is a living word in our personal life that we're supposed to practice as a living disciples of Jesus Christ. While a worshipful attitude should have permeated one's entire life, the role of a common worship is crucial. We deluded ourselves if we imagine we can live the spiritual life is totally isolation from Christian community. For it is impossible to be Christian in solidarity splendor. To be Christian is to be joined to the body of Christ as Tom joined the church. He needed a community. while he's driving the trucks all the way to the road to all of the places. He listened to the message. He's been living in the life like that for a long time, away from the community to worship. But for a long time after he practiced on that, he was seeking the community because he knows that by living the life the way he lives, he needed it. Alone, it is not possible to fulfill the body of Christ God wants us to be. The central and visible way in which the church expresses this reality, body of Christ, is by gathering in the Spirit to receive a response to God's living word. Of course, we needed to keep in mind that there are faithful members of the body of Christ who are committed to the importance of a common worship, but are physically unable to come. Elderly parents, elderly persons, you know, who are not homebound, and the physically disabled whose churches are inaccessible, call to gather the community to accountability if we are not. Television or radio broadcast of worship may be a blessing to such a person. When my mom was homebound, bedridden for 3 years, TV station worship, internet broadcast worship was very important. Through that, she was able to connect. But yet, people visit and a community was formed. But she never forget to worship. She never away from the worshipful community, making an excuse for not being in the worshipful community because of her sickness. She knows that how important it is to worship God in the community and sharing the same similar experience people are having physically in the sanctuary to worship. Television and radio broadcast of worship is a blessing to those people who are homebound and physically not available to come to church. But even more important are the ways that their fellow members bring communities to them in their particular circumstance. Visitation is important in here. Whenever I deliver the communions to those who are homebound, they are in tears. Coming to church together as a in the corporate worship, it is an amazing blessing. Until we lose this amazing opportunity, we do not know what a blessing opportunity we have on a weekly basis. For Christians, the grace and truth of God have been decisively revealed in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Since Christ's resurrection took place on the first day of the week, Christians have called that day the Lord's Day. Every Sunday is a little Easter, so Christian worship is essential to celebrate a new life in Christ. Like the Jewish Sabbath, the Lord's Day is understood to be an opportunity to rest from ordinary labor and activity. Indeed, we are commanded to rest on Sabbath. How restful are we? Just laying on the bed is a resting for you? Is that the holy rest? The Sabbath commanded is really an invitation to participate in God's rest. As renowned biblical scholar Walter Brueggemann acknowledges, the commandment looks back to the rest of God. God's governance is not one of anxiety or frantiness. The world is confidently, sincerely ordered as God's good creation, and the goal and crown of life in the community of covenant is the freedom, space, and delight of a Sabbath rest. In keeping Sabbath rest, the human community participates in the trickling God has ordained in the structure of creation. Sabbath command is especially relevant to the contemporary life. like we mentioned it earlier. It is a part of the way we are making devoted or becoming devoted disciples of Jesus Christ. But today's passage is not just talking about the people in the church become a devoted disciples of Jesus Christ by worshiping God and resting in the presence of God. As we read and heard, we saw the angry God, angry Jesus, the angry behavior of Jesus we read it about. One of the motivating factors in this violent, angry behavior of Jesus we saw in Gospel Luke chapter 19, verse 45 to 48 was Jesus' passion. That God's house should welcome the outsider and curious and casual visitors and newcomers and the first comers and have them a room to rest in the community of faith. There was a portion of God's house during that time at the temple set aside for the Gentiles, not the Jewish participants or the church members. There is a space for the newcomers, the visitors, skeptics who are trying to explore the God's relationship in their lives. It was a place where the outsiders bring together themselves to pray and contemplate their spiritual journey with God. That place was called the lobby or the narthex this day of the church, where they could draw closer to God and pray. In our scripture reading, Gospel Luke chapter 19, verse 45 through 48, part of what Jesus was objecting to that day was that the curious people or the visitors were being crowded out. The temple court was not being used as it has been intended to. How in the world could a first-time newcomers quietly draw closer to God in prayer when the entire court or the space had been completely taken over by crowd of merchants and stench of animal cage? So crowded. They are not used the space purposely it is being created for. As we are creating a worshipful, holy resting place for us, you and I who are in the church already, we needed to be mindful about creating a space for the visitors to have their own holy rest space in the house of the Lord. When we invaded this purpose of the house of the Lord, we can see the violent and angry behavior of Jesus. Because it is a holy place God would like to provide in the house of the Lord. We can make our Jesus, our God, to be happy God by respecting this worshiping place. The church exists. The worship community exists so that you and I can become deeply devoted disciples of Jesus Christ. But also, this church exists for those outsiders outside the world of the church. We exist to welcome the new residents and to welcome those without a church home to have this holy rest. Let us rest in the presence of God every week, and also let us be mindful about creating a space for others who can connect and rest in their own way in the house of the Lord. Let us worship continuously.